Unit 2. Spotlight. Part 4. Pages 64 to 65. Daedalus and Icarus.
Daedalus lived in ancient Greece. He was an excellent architect, sculptor, and inventor. He created many famous things, and he was famous on every Greek island. King Minos of Crete heard about Daedalus. King Minos needed Daedalus to create a special prison. The prison was for the Minotaur, a monster that was a man with the head of a bull. Daedalus created a labyrinth for the monster. The labyrinth was so difficult that even Daedalus found it hard to get out. King Minos was very pleased with the labyrinth and put the Minotaur in the middle of it. But the king was very evil. He didn't want Daedalus to feel sorry for the Minotaur and tell him how to escape. So King Minos put Daedalus together with Daedalus's son Icarus in a prison on the island of Crete. The king's men guarded the island carefully. Daedalus did not know how he and his son could escape. All day they sat and looked at the birds as they flew high in the sky. The birds gave Daedalus an idea. He said, "We will fly off the island." For weeks, Daedalus and Icarus carefully collected all the feathers that fell from the birds. There were big feathers and small feathers. Daedalus created wings for his son and for himself. He used string and wax to tie the feathers together. Every day, Daedalus looked up in the sky and watched the birds in order to learn how they fly. Then he taught Icarus how to fly. "Look at the birds and learn from them," the father warned his son. "They do not fly very high, and they do not fly very low. We must do the same. If we fly too high, the sun will melt the wax in our feathers. If we fly too low, we will get wet. The seawater will make our feathers heavy. Then we will drown." Daedalus moved his wings like the birds and soon began to fly. "Come, Icarus! It's wonderful! Fly like me and the birds! But remember, don't fly close to the sun and don't fly too close to the sea!" Icarus followed his father into the sky, moving his wings up and down. It really was wonderful, flying just like the birds.
"Look at me," Icarus said. "I can fly."
Icarus flew and flew. Soon he forgot what his father warned him. He flew up and up, close to the sun. Apollo, the sun god, looked at young Icarus as he flew towards him.
"Who is this person who thinks he's a bird?" Apollo was angry. "People must stay on the earth and not try to be like birds."
He sent the heat from the sun down onto the boy's wings. The sun's heat melted the wax that held the feathers of his wings together. One by one, the feathers fell into the sea below, and Icarus fell after them. Icarus drowned in the sea. Daedalus was very, very sad. His son was dead. The boy who flew too close to the sun.